Friends, let's pray together. By your Holy Spirit, O God, enlighten our hearts, open our minds, fill our vision with your radiance, be our solid rock, and give us life as we hear your holy word today. And all God's people said, Amen. Now, one of the things I like to do here is I always like to encourage you to open your Bibles and listen, for these are the very words of God. And some people will say, well, Pastor, why do you always encourage us to do that? We usually have the Holy Scripture on the screen here. Well, one of the things that, as a pastor, I do is I like to learn about different type of statistical data that's out there. And one of the things that come up by many different groups that do this type of research is that even people in the church today don't know how to get around their Bibles. And so I encourage you to either use the Bibles in your pew or bring your own and follow along, because it is very important for us to know what's here and where to find it. So that's why I encourage you. So, I encourage you to open your Bibles and listen, for these are the very words of God, coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandments of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore, the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Brothers and sisters, these are the very words of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So today, my friends, I have a story for you. So when I was in high school, I was going through a very hard time in life. A lot of struggles, a lot of chaos, and in all honesty, a lot of tears. I felt like I was going through the desert in life. And we all go through times like that, do we not? There are times in our lives that we start going through times of real chaos, real struggle, real sickness, And not only do we do that, but we see people around us going through it. And in those times, there's tears and sadness. We don't know what is in store for us. We start even questioning, like the Israelites questioned at the end of this passage, is the Lord even with us? Is the Lord with me? Is the Lord with you? I was wondering about that. And so I had a friend, knowing some of the things that I was going to, they actually invited me to this prayer and revival meeting, sensing that I needed prayer, that I needed this church, I needed God to support me in ways that I was just not getting. And so I didn't know exactly what I was getting into, but this prayer and revival meeting was being held by a Catholic church. I didn't know that until I showed up, but I went anyway. And then I found out that this prayer and revival meeting was being held by a bunch of nuns. And not only a bunch of nuns, but nuns that were between the ages of about 80 and almost 100. And so here is this revival meeting that I am going to, and all these nuns in their gowns with stone-cold faces. Didn't seem like much of a revival meeting to me. But they, at the very beginning, they asked us to close our eyes and to trust in the rock. The firm foundation that is there whether we feel it or not. Because there's times in life that we feel like we are going through things. And again, we wonder, is that solid rock, that firm foundation there? And so, they asked us all to close our eyes. And they prayed for us. And while we had our eyes closed, I didn't hear them, and I don't think anybody else did, but while they were praying, one of those stone-cold nuns get behind a drum set. Another stone-cold nun pulls out a bass. Another stone-cold nun pulls out an electric guitar. And when we open up our eyes after their prayer, we just start jamming. Here are 80-year-old and above nuns who are now singing the praise songs that I needed to hear in that moment. These nuns, they were called the nourishing nuns. And it's actually based on this verses here. It says earlier in our passage that Moses, as he's going through these difficulties, not knowing what to do with their lives, and being threatened by the people. He even says to God, I think I'm going to get stoned by these people. And what does God do? He even takes the things that we might find threatening. If you remember last week's sermon, do you remember that pet picture of the boulder? And then there was this really small person standing right next to him, and it looked like that boulder was about to roll and crush him. God can take even those things that seem dangerous to us and bring out life and nourishment and cleansing and water for us, for you. In that moment, I received what I needed. I felt the grace of God come upon me in a powerful way. I left that place nourished and revived. I knew from that moment on, no matter what difficulties we go through in life, there is a firm foundation. And that firm foundation is Christ, the cornerstone. It is Christ who had a rock in front of his grave, and yet that rock rolled away. That is who we serve. A God who brings out life, even from that which is dead. Praise be to God. Let me pray for you all. Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I ask that you would bless abundantly my brothers and sisters. Lord, many of us in this congregation are going through times where it seems like we are just on shaky ground, or there's someone in our life that is going through times of uncertainty, going through times of sickness. And Lord, I ask that whatever we are going through, that you would pick us up, Lord, that you would place us on a solid ground, and that, Lord, you would nourish us even when we are in the desert of difficulty. God, help us. Often, as we learned last week, we are prideful, whether we know it or not. And I ask, O Lord, that you would help us to bow down to you, and that, Lord, you would bless us abundantly in the midst of whatever we have. I pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.